Reading from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chapter 6, Text 128. And Chapter 6 is the... Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meets with Advaita Acharya. So this is a very interesting meeting. This is the very beginning of the Sankirtan movement. Hese charana rama seva ekeman Ihara se jashagaya sahasra vadana Rama. It's interesting. Being Rama Ekadasi today. Very interesting. Everything's very interesting. Rama, I mean, probably this word is only once in the entire Chaitanya Bhagavad. That's how interesting it is. Rama, the goddess of fortune, engages in the service of these lotus feet with full attention. The thousand-headed Anantashesha sings the glories of these lotus feet. These are statements by Advaitacharya, because at this point in this story, in chapter 6, Advaitacharya, because this is already one, verse 128, Advaitacharya has understood the divinity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he was just not a Brahmin son of Jagannath Mishra, not another illustrious pandit of Navadvip. But he was rather the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord whom he had worshipped and begged to appear. So now he had completed the worship of the Lord. He had done his sodas upachara. He had worshipped the Lord with 16 articles, as we do puja, deepam and agarbati and flower and chandan and argya and all these things. And then afterwards, as is generally the fashion, after doing puja, then there's vandanam. Stutis and stotras, prayers are offered. So we're picking up here where we left off back in about a few weeks ago, last class. He's recognizing the divinity and he's glorifying the Lord. So here he's saying that Natashesh sings the glories of your feet. The goddess of fortune is engaged in serving your feet. He say charna brahma puja ye sadhai Shuti Smriti Purane Iharaja Shagai. Lord Brahma always worships these lotus feet, and as Shutis, Smritis, and Puranas glorify these lotus feet, which means your lotus feet, Satyaloka Akramila Ese Charane Bali Shira Danyahoila Ihara Aparne. Your lotus feet have covered the entire Satyaloka, and the head of Bali Maharaj became glorified by the touch of these lotus feet. In other words, he's saying that you are the Sarva Avatari, you are Swayam Bhagavan, you are the Sarva Amshi. All the parts of the Lord are contained within you. You have appeared as all the various avatars in previous ages. You are Ram, you are Nrisimha, you are Vamana. Hey, se charana hayate Ganga Avatar, Shankara Dhari Lashire. Mahavegajar, the forceful flow of the Ganga that is sustained by Lord Shiva emanates from these lotus feet. Koti Brihaspati Jini, Advaitera Buddhi, Bhalamate Jane Sei, Chaitanyara Shuddhi. The intelligence of Advaita surpasses that of millions of Brihaspatis. He knows perfectly well the glorious position of Lord Chaitanya. And that, of course, is Vrindavan Das Thakur. And the purport by Siddhanta Saraswati. The supreme position of Sri Chaitanya Dev is best known to Sri Advaita Prabhu. His pure intelligence is greater than the intelligence of millions of Brihaspatis. Now, Vrindavan Das Thakur continues the narrative explaining the flow of the pastime. We have to imagine now that at this juncture we are in Navadvip, because the historians inform us that Advaitacharya, although he was a very famous and illustrious guru 500 years ago, his Shripat, his headquarters is located in a place called Shantipur. Maybe you've heard. It's a place called Shantipur. And that's about 40 miles south of Mayapur. And that's where his ancestral home was. I mean, not exactly ancestral, but that's his main home, and that was his headquarters. But he had a small house in Mayapur, which we sometimes visit, that temple that commemorates near Shiva Sangam. Adjoining the property of Shiva Sangam is the house of Advaita and Gadadhar, maybe. There's two little houses there. I forget. Maybe there's a temple of Gadadhar. But in the back there's a house, this little temple, and they say this is the location of Advaitacharya's house.
Yeah,
and further down the street there's the Gaudiya Math, and then there's the house, that's the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya.
Yeah.
That Gaudiya Math was built on the property of Chandrasekhar Acharya, who was like a close friend of Jagannath Mishra. And he became like a surrogate father of Nimai Pandit after his father died. And there was many dramas performed there in Chandrasekhar Bhavan. He had a very large house, he was a very wealthy person. And he was looking after Sashimata and Nimai Pandit like a father. And they had a very close relationship. So this pastime is taking place in Navadvip. So exactly where, it's not clear. But Advaita and Sita Devi had come from Shantipur to meet the Lord on his invitation. And this is actually what had happened. Mahaprabhu sent Ramai Pandit, and he went to explain the truth about Lord Chaitanya to Advaitacharya and the arrival of Nityananda in Mayapur. So now the three, up to this point, the three had been separated. Nityananda was touring all of India in pilgrimage, like Balaram had done before during Kurukshetra battle. So Nityananda was in Nityanandavat. He was in Sringarbhat in Vrindavan, and he got the sportier understanding that Mahaprabhu was now manifesting his Prakat Sankirtan Leela. He was finished with his scholarly Leela. So one Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, was in Vrindavan. And the second Prabhu, there's teen Prabhus, the second Prabhu was in Shantipur. And these two Prabhus were waiting for the Mahaprabhu to manifest himself and go through his scholarly Leela. So now that time has come. The age of Nityananda at this time, how many years older is Nityananda? 10 years older? 15? How many years? I forget. But he's older, of course, by many years, at least 10 or so. And then Advaita Prabhu, he's about 70. He's 55 or so years older than Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is 20. So one Prabhu, and they're waiting. And so now Mahaprabhu is ready. Nimai Pandit is ready to solidify the three Prabhus, to bring the three Prabhus together to spearhead the Sankirtan movement. So Mahaprabhu is revealing his true identity now, for the purpose for which the main purpose for which he had come. The internal purpose is to relish Radharani's love, and externally to broadcast Nam Sankirtan. So he told Rama, he said, listen, you go tell Advaita that now it's time. The two Prabhus are here, and now he has to join forces with us. Nityananda's here, and I've already taken everybody to Nandanacharya's house and revealed Nityananda. That was previous chapters. And now it's time for Advaita to understand who I am and join forces. So the three Prabhus, the three commanders, the three Senapatis of the Sankirtan army will now come together to begin their campaign, their preaching campaign. So this is some of the background. So Advaita is so elated. And so now you have to imagine that you're there, you're in Navadvip, not in Mayapur, somewhere. It can't be. No, it's, can be in Mayapur, right at Mahaprabhu's house. And it's not clear. I think it is in his house, actually, because he hasn't taken sannyas yet. He's 20. So he's in his house. Advaita has come to his house with Sita Devi, his wife, They did a very elaborate puja and arti ceremony, then they glorified him. And then Vrindavan Das Thakur is explaining. So try to see this. Imagine that a Vaitacharya has been waiting for 75 years. He's been waiting for 75 years. Mahavishnu Sadashiva has been waiting 75 years. And when the Lord finally appeared, when the Lord appeared in this world, and answered his prayers, everyone was chanting Haribo, Haribo, and it was Gaur Purnima, and the Lord appeared. But then the Lord is here, came to this planet. But then he got absorbed in his scholastic pastimes. And then, which was Lord, the appearance of the Lord in Gaur Purnima was the fulfillment of the prayers and tapasya and crying of Advaita Acharya. The Lord has now come. But still he had to wait 20 more years till he worked out, till Nimai Pandit worked out his scholastic pastimes. Now finally that day has come and Advaita is 75 years old. Waiting a long time for the Lord to come to this world to liberate the conditioned souls of Kali Yuga, and especially the most fallen Brahmins and Smartas and Shaktas of Navadvip Mandal. Such a long wait. Imagine waiting for something for 75 years. Then it finally comes to pass. How much happiness, how much... Oh, finally. I thought I would die without seeing this moment. My beard has become all... I have a long beard, gray beard. My hair has turned all white. White because I'm worrying so much. And when's it going to happen? And finally. And he was the last one to be let in on the program. First Nimai came together with Nittai, Krishna Balaram, the two brothers came together. And then they called it Advaita. So Vrindavan Das Thakur brings the camera in on Zoom now, Zoom lens. You're on your television, you're watching on your television now, there's going to be the cameras. The camera's going to zoom in now on the face of Advaita Acharya. And then there's one camera focused on Advaita Acharya, there's another camera focused on Lord Chaitanya. And then we'll go back and forth. Varnite charana basse nayanera jale padila dhingala hai charanera tale. While glorifying Nimai's, or the Lord, Gauranga's lotus feet, Advaita Acharya floated in tears. Abhasse nayanera jale, of ecstasy. He then fell flat at the lotus feet of the Lord. So the one camera shows the face of Advaita and he's crying and tears are flowing from his eyes. And the next camera's on, he's falling at the feet of the Lord, falling flat, and then you see the Lord's face looking down and Advaita lying there. In other words, this was all too much. It was all too much. He did the puja. You know, the weight of the revelations, the weight of the understanding, and the weight just crushed him. He couldn't stand upright anymore. Advaita Acharya was able to offer the puja, and then he offered the stuti. So all this is done standing. Puja and arti is all done standing, and the arti and putting the flowers in the feet and offering the garland and putting the chandan on the Lord's head. I mean, it's not a murti, it's the Lord. And the Lord is there. Ganga is there. And then he offered all these beautiful prayers. And finally he's like, ugh. You know, it's like, it's too much. I can't take it anymore. It's this revelation, this experience, this understanding. Finally, his heart, this is called pralaya. The sattvic ecstasies, they grow and expand and overwhelm the heart to such an extent that one, pralaya means devastation, or it means death, which is the eighth symptom of sattvic bhav. It's ashru. It says ashru, tears are flowing from his eyes. Ashru nayan, vase nayan arjale. His eyes were just floating in tears, inundated, submerged in tears. So this is one of the symptoms. Hair standing in and voice choked up. Then as it progresses more and more, and one can't contain it, then he dies. But death is not very favorable in loving relationships. So rather than dying, then, or being destroyed, pralaya, the then one faints unconscious. They fall unconscious. He floated in tears of ecstasy. Then he fell at the Lord's feet. Sarabhutantrayami Sri Gaurangarai Charanatulila Dila Advaita Matai Sri Gaurangarai, the super soul of all living entities, placed his lotus feet on the head of Advaita. Not one, but two. I guess he Lord Chaitanya must have studied levitation with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi or something. Or maybe he had a bio disc or something. He was able to, because both feet were put on his head. So if he's standing, then he'd have to float in the air, and, like Narada Muni, and just float above it. So maybe he was sitting. I assume he was sitting. The logical thing would be Lord Chaitanya was sitting on it. Asan, or Singhasan, receiving these prayers. Lotus feet of Gaurangarai, very nice name. Gaurangarai. Is Radharani's name, is it also? Rai means Rai Raj, means queen. Charna Arpana Shire Karila Jakan. Jai Jai Mahadwani Haila Takan. As soon as Gaurangarai's feet were on the head of Advaita, everyone from all directions resounded tumultuously, Jai, Jai!
Jai.
Jai, Mahadwani! Great sound was heard from all the devotees in the assembly. Imagine seeing this. Everyone saying, oh, how fortunate is Advaita. Why is my head not over there? I wish my head was there. With those feet on my head. Oh, but devotees, they don't have any envy like that. They say, oh, they're very happy. Oh, you receive the mercy of the Lord. Oh, all glories to you. How fortunate. And my prospect is encouraged. Your receiving the mercy of the Lord has encouraged my prospect, because if you receive the mercy, that means maybe I can also receive. Your reception of the mercy of the Lord has increased my hope. Because you were also Bhakta Joe. And I was Bhakta Joe. And then after so many years, then you became Shripad, Vishnupad. You became Bhagacharya and received so much blessings and empowerment, Shakti Vesh, from the Lord, and have experienced such high levels of internal realization and joy. An internal rapture from your relationship, unfolding of your relationship with the Lord. All glories to you. And may, there's hope for me, because at one time we were both Bhakta Joe. And so, if you got to where you got, then maybe I'll also get there. I'm right behind you. I'm right on your heels, as they say. The process works. It's real. It happens. It can happen to me too. Hare Krishna. So, seems to be some of the waitress tears have come on here. Apurva dekhiya sabe haila vival Hari Hari vali sabe kare kolahal. On seeing this wonderful sight, all the devotees were overwhelmed and began chanting, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Hari
Hari!
Hari Hari! Gadagadi Jaya Keha Mala Sata Mare Karo Gala Dari Keha Kande Uchai Sware. Some devotees rolled on the ground. Some of them clapped their hands. Others cried loudly while embracing each other. Oh, Hari Bo! Joy to the world! Joy to the world! Jesus has come. You know, it's one of these moments of rejoicing that uchai sware sounds, loud sounds, crying, kande uchai sware. They were wow. They were crying. This is wonderful. Now that the Nityananda has been revealed, and Advaita has been revealed, and Mahaprabhu has been revealed, the Teen Prabhus have been revealed. The word Malashata that we had when Krishna was in Mathura, then there was a wrestling match, and the names of the people were like Govardhana Mala and Chandra Mushtika. They were so this the husband of Chandravali, his name is Govardhana Mala, and he's a coward boy, but he's expert in wrestling. So he was very good friends of Kamsa, and he used to wrestle. He's a very good wrestler. He's Mala. Mala means wrestler. So this is Malasata. Says that the devotees refers to the dress of a wrestler or the beginning of a wrestling match. So this word is there. It says Malasatamari. That they, it says some of them rolled on the ground, some of them clapped their hands. What they were doing, they were actually wrestling. We have a term in English, horseplay. Horseplay means playing around. They were actually wrestling. Oh, come on, they're wrestling. This is great. Shastrike Advaita Haila Porna Manarat Pahiya Charana Shire Purva Abhimat. The heart's desire of Advaita and his wife Sita was fulfilled, for they attained the lotus feet of the Lord as they had previously desired. Sastrike Advaita Haila Porna Manarat. So the Porna Manarat, the chariot of his mind, was attained fulfillment. Paya Charani Shire Purva Abhimata. Abhimata is his mati, his consideration. Previously he had this desire. Purva previously had this Abhimata. Abhiman. This mentality, this consideration, this desire that these feet will be on my head someday, the feet of this boy, Nimai Pandit, they will be on my head. When will that day be? When will the day, 1 year after another year? Now he's born, he has come, and I know his identity. It's not a new thing. He knew at that time that the Lord has come, Advaita knew. There's no mystery to him. And he said, oh my God, what is he doing? He's absorbed in this pandit business, this Mishra business, and this this Sanskrit Vyakaran and all these things. Oh, and then he waited year after year. When will that day? Paya Charanishire. When will that day come? When the feet of this Nimai are on my head. This is the purpose of my life. This, I'm waiting for this. When this day comes, then my life will be safala jivan. My life will have fruit. It'll be the fruit of my life, safala jivan. And how long do I have to wait? Oh my Lord, hey Bhagavan, why is he doing? Now he's gone to East Bengal to do more teaching. Now who knows, now he's gone even farther away and then in Durvas. And I'm more suffering, more separation. Oh, he's come back. Oh, that's so nice. Well, now he's getting married. Oh my God, he's going to get all distracted with his marriage program. He'll be lost for so many years. Oh, his wife died of snake bite. Oh, that's too bad. Now maybe he'll get serious. Oh, he's getting married again. Oh. And now more involvement, more samsara, more entanglement. When will his feet be on my head? Charana Shire, when will I hold his feet upon my head? And finally, after 20 years of waiting and praying and hoping, that day has come, this day. And we're there, we're sitting there, we're there in the assembly of devotees, and we're wrestling and horse playing and loudly chanting, Kande Uchai Swari, or loudly crying, oh, wonderful, wonderful. Vival, we're overwhelmed with this moment, with this sight, with this darshan, with this experience. We're experiencing the bliss of the heart of Advaita. We've also been waiting for this because we're also in Advaita Sangha. Not only Advaita was waiting for this, Haridas Thakur was waiting for this, Srivas Thakur was waiting for this. Chandrasekhar Acharya was waiting for this, Nandan Acharya was waiting for this. Many, many devotees were waiting for this moment. When will this boy scholar, this boy genius, when will he wise up? When will he grow up? When will he pick up the Sankirtan movement, Kolan Mridanga, and hit the streets? When will he put down the books and pick up the mridanga? Gaur Harivo, Nitai Gaur, Harivo, Harivo, Jeev Jago, Gaur Chandra Bole. This is so momentous occasion. This is history in the making. And we're right there. It's going on. We left the coverings of this universe. We've flown in our NASA spaceship beyond the coverings of Bhur Bhuvah Svah, and we've traveled on to another universe, and we've entered the Bhoma Navadvip Leela, the Prakat Leela Mahaprabhu, and here we are, we're there, sitting in his house and watching this wonderful experience, pastime. And then we come back to where we are. Oh yes, I'm also pursuing the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Paya Charani Shri Purva Abhimata. For so long I've had the desire, when will the feet of Chaitanya Chandra, be rest on my head? When will I feel the Nitai Parakamalam Bahu Koti Chandra Shushitala? Koti Chandra Shushitala. Nitai Padakamalam Koti Chandra Shushitala. The feet of Nitai are more cooling than millions of moons. And my head is burning in the fever of desire. My head is burning the fever of lust, greed, anger. So much my brain is burning. There's a buddhi agni. My intelligence is burning up. Not with brilliance and intelligence and discrimination, but with lust and all lower feelings. But the Nittai Parakamalam, oh, those lotus flower feet of Nittai, they're so cooling, like millions of moons, so refreshing, brilliant, cooling, satisfying, soothing. And Chaitanya's feet are the same, Chaitanya Chandra. So how do we respond to this? How do we react to this whole pastime that they're sharing on their level? The Adidaivaka level is just Nittai Chaitanya, Gauranga and Advaita, and they're having their own lila. But then how does it come down to our level? How does it sprinkle down to us? Well, we prayed Advaita. We said, Advaita, you waited and you were successful, and I'm waiting, so please bless me that I'm also successful, that I also attain the feet of Gaur on my head. And Gauranga, you gave the favor to Advaita because he is Advaita. There's no duality in him. But there's so much duality in me. There's so much dvaita in me. Dvaita means duality. And Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. There's two people in one. The flesh is willing, but the soul is willing, but the flesh is weak. I really want to be a devotee, but I have to be a demon for a short time. don't mind me. I really want to be a pure devotee. Well, just now, I have to take a short exit here on the exit ramp, exit 77, and just be a demon for a while. But I'll be right back. I just have to refuel, stop at the 7-Eleven, get a pack of potato chips, get a Coca-Cola, and I'll be back on the freeway, back home, back to Godhead. Don't forget me. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. A little station break. 27 years. 27 lifetimes. So then we pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please don't forsake me. Paya Chaitanya Charana. I'm not that bad. Can't you put your feet on my head also? And he says, no, see, the problem with it is you have too much dvaita. There's too much dvaita. You have to become a dvaita. You have to become free from duality. You have duality. You see friends and enemies, happiness and distress. You have so many, you have to become one. You have to become one with my desire. You have to become one with my plan. I want your service. I'm an autocrat. I want your heart wholesale, 100%. But you have some division. You say, well, I'll give some of my heart to you, but some of my heart I'm giving somewhere else. So there's dvaita within you. Mm-hmm. Your heart is split. Maybe more than four chambers, I think so. Heart has four chambers, but you have so much split inside. Even there's a place in Europe called Split. Isn't there somewhere, where is that? In Croatia. There's a place in, I met somebody. I said they were from Split, and I said, really? Interesting place. So we have so much split within us. There's a village of Croatia called Split. So, you know, they have split personality. They have some term like that? Yeah. Split personality.
Dual personality.
So we have the spiritual persona. We have the spiritual persona, then we have the material persona. The mayak part of ourself and the spiritual side of ourself. So that's dvaita, it's not advaita. So this is the qualification. How did this great devotee, of Lord Chaitanya, and great associate, how did he attain? What did he do to attain the feet of Chaitanya on his head? He was Advait. And that's what he's teaching. He's teaching you become, he's Advait Acharya. He's an Acharya. He's teaching you also become like this. What's your problem? What are you waiting for? You become Advait. You become one. One means Brahma Sayujya? No, one means one in love, one in desire, one in purpose. My purpose, your purpose. My service, your service. This is whatever I want, you want. But now it's, oh, you want this? Ah, that's nice, but I want this. So there's a clash. There's a dichotomy. There's a problem. The relationship is not compatible. The rebellious Atma and the cooperative Lord. The Lord is cooperating, but we're rebelling. He's Advait. So we have to become Advait. So it's like this. So he had attained the lotus feet of the Lord as he had previously desired. And his wife also. Advaitere Agya Kaila Prabhu Vishrambar Are Nada Amara Kirtane Nrit Jakar. Vishrambar, Prabhu Vishrambar, that's Gauranga, he instructed Advaita, oh Nada, he would always call him Nada, like a nickname, like we have nicknames. I once told that Ridayananda Maharaj, he used to, I don't know where it came from, maybe some TV thing or something, I don't know. When I used to meet him sometimes, Ridayananda Maharaj, when he was traveling and preaching in America, and then we would cross paths, and he said, oh, Captain Nitty. He called me Captain Nitty, which I don't know, from maybe some TV show or something, I don't know what. He's a very funny personality. He's a real genius person, very brilliant person, very learned, wonderful speaker of Hare Krishna consciousness from, you know, 23 years ago was the last time I heard from him. But anyway, back then... He's so brilliant and big scholar of Sanskrit. But he's Captain Nitty. And I also heard from Bhakti Pramod Purimaraj that Bhakti Santa Saraswati also had many nicknames for his sannyasis and his close intimates. And also our Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, he had nicknames for his disciples. Did Srila Maharaj ever tell you some of those? Because there's one book called What is the Difficulty? I had heard over the years from Hansaduda years ago, he told me, and I forgot so many things. And I was reminded, I was reading a book called What is the Difficulty, which is the memoirs of Shruti Kirti. So he said that Prabhupada used to call him, in that book he called Shroto. Shroto. Like Pluto, or Bruto, or something like that.
Yeah.
Popeye or something, Bruto or something.
Shruto.
Like
Bengali and Shroto.
There's some Bengali word,
yeah,
Shruto?
Yeah, it's like calling in with affection.
Oh.
The short, so it becomes O.
Oh, my.
It becomes O in a lot of the names.
That's Shruto.
Shruto.
So it's like a nickname.
Yeah.
It wasn't Shruti Kirti Das, Shruti Kirti Prabhu, please come. Shruto. Shruto. So this is our tradition. It's in Gaudiya tradition. Mahaprabhu also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishambar, he used to, most of the time he's Nada. So why Nada? Because this is Bengali. Nada, or Nada is actually, of course, as I'm saying in English, and we see it says Na, long A, Na, and then D, it's a rolled D, with a da, and then long A. Actually, this word, we say Nada, but basically it's Nara. And it's actually the correct pronunciation, because it's a D with a dot under it, which means rolled R. Narda, something like this. Which basically means Narayan. It's short for Narayan, because Advaitacharya is Mahavishnu. Lord Narayan. But the Bhaktagan, the Vaishnava Raja Sabha, they didn't understand. They knew that he's Advaitacharya, and he's 55 years older, at least, than Nimai Pandit. And Nimai Pandit's calling him like some nickname, like he's a little junior, like he's a grandson or something. They were thinking, this seems most irreverent. It seems most irreverent and incorrect that this young boy is, he's an acharya, He has hundreds of disciples, and he's famous, and so much land, and so much influence. Advaitacharya, and this Nimai Pandit's a little kid, practically a little kid, he's, hey, Nara, and it was like, these two have a very funny relationship. We can't understand Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra. It's very difficult to understand the mudra, postures, position, behavior of Vaishnava, or to speak of understand the dealings of the lords and intimate associates. Like later in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Advaitacharya wrote a sonnet. He said, oh, there's no more need for milk in the market, and all these things. Yeah. You should wind up your pastimes. So no one can understand, what's he saying? What's it mean? What's his way to saying? But the way to was saying, okay, Lord Chaitanya, time to go now. Close your Gambhir Leela and go back. You've done your work. But no one can understand. It's all riddles. Riddles is a sonnet. Sonnet is a type of poem. So, this is, oh, Nada. So he says, Advaitara Agya Kaila, Prabhu Vishambar, Are Nada, Amara Kirtane Nityakar. Oh, Nada, dance in my kirtan. I'll sing and you dance. So that's nice. So now, what does this mean? This means what you've been waiting for, what you've been praying for, what you've been hoping for, what's been predicted in the Shastras, what's meant to happen in Kali Yuga, the Harinam Sankirtan mission. Krityad Dayato Vishnam Tretiyam Dhritu Makai Dvaparayam Paricharyayam Dvaparaye Paricharyayam Kalotad Hari Kirtanat Kalotad Hari Kirtanat. In the age of Kali, this Hari Kirtan, which is the Yuga Dharma, Kali Kalera Dharma Krishnam Sankirtan, Kali Kalera Dharma Krishnam Sankirtan. In the age of Kali, this Sankirtan is the Dharma, is the religious practice, it is the Yagya, it is the way to worship the Lord, realize the Lord, and the path of upliftment for everyone. He basically, at this juncture, Lord Chaitanya is saying, now it's beginning. Now it wait to what you waited for. Now I'm going to chant. I'm going to do kirtan. You're going to dance. And this is the sum and substance of the Sankirtan movement, to chant and dance in Mahaprabhu's kirtan. Mahaprabhu kirtana nritya gita Vaditra Madhyan Manasora Sena Romancha Kampa Sutaranga Bhajo Vande Guru Sri. So, this is the beginning of Mahaprabhu Kirtan. Vishnubhar is instructing you to wait. Okay, this is the moment you've been waiting for. Now dance. Raise your arms and dance, and I'll chant. But now we don't stop. Now I start it. Boom! And keep it rolling. Paya Prabhuragya Advaita Gosai Nana Bhakti Joge Nirtya Kare Se Tani. Being instructed by the Lord, Advaita Gosai began to dance in various devotional moods. Nana Bhakti Yoge Nirtya Kare Se Tani. Prabhu Agya, the order of Prabhu. Nyare Dehi Tare Kaha Krishna Paresh. Amara Agya Guru. She says, Amara Agya, on my order, become Guru. On my order, dance. On my order. Utila Kirtana Dwani Ati Manohar. Nachena Advaita Gora Chandra Gochar. As the most enchanting sound of Kirtan arose, Advaita Prabhu danced before Lord Gaurachandra. Utila Kirtana Dwani Ati Manohara. Can you imagine? Because it's not only Advaita and Gauranga relishing this exchange of love and intimacy and confidentiality, but the Bhaktagan are also there. We heard that they're all crying and laughing and wrestling. Now they're, oh, look at this. Look what's happening. The Lord is not chanting Sanskrit mantras, and he's not teaching the Sanskrit anymore. He's not vibrating ka 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 ka. Listen to me, ka 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 ka. Now he's kirtan, nam sankirtan, kirtan, Krishna nam. He's chanting, and so melodious he's singing. This is Radharani is singing, and Krishna is singing. So Krishna's flute is being mixed in with Radharani's voice. The sound of Krishna's flute, which attracts everyone in the universe and changes the nature of every object and everyone in the universe. The sound of Rasaraj Sri Krishna's flute is being mixed in with Mahabhav Radharani's voice. You follow? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Rasaraj and Rasaraj Sri Krishna and Mahabhav Sarupini Radharani. So all the bhavas of Radharani's heart are mixed in that voice. And all the melodies and ragas of Krishna's flute are mixed in that voice. And that is Gaura Swara. Gauranga Madhura Swara. Gauranga Madhura Swara means the sweet, sweet, sweet voice of Gauranga. That's who's leading this kirtan. Because Gauranga's kirtan has all this going for it. Has all the ragas of Krishna's flute. Because his voice is there. And all the bhavas of Radharani's heart. Because her voice is there. So the combination of Krishna's voice and Radha's voice makes Gauranga kirtan. And you're sitting there hearing that kirtan. And then Advaita is hearing that kirtan also. Because the kirtan is being sung specifically as an offering for him. Because Gauranga said, I'll sing, you dance. And sometimes someone says, oh, you play kartals, I'll sing. You play mridanga, you play harmonium, I'll sing. And you know, sometimes he maybe says, you play harmonium, I'll sing. You know, like this. He's saying, wait till you dance. And of course, from this day forward, this is his, what they call, debut. This is Vaitacharya's dance debut. You know, debut? Beginning. His first show. First performance. His tryouts. This is debut. And from this debut, and as you know, from this day forward, when Lord Chaitanya was always appointed him as one of the official dancers. At Jagannath Puri and Rath Yatra, there were 7 kirtan parties. There was one kirtan party on one side of Jagannath, one on the other side, that's 2, one in the back, that's 3, and there are 4 kirtan parties in the front. 7 kirtan parties in Rath Yatra. And the sound of the kirtan was tumultuous. So Vaitacharya was appointed a dancer in one group, Haridas Thakur was in another group, like this. So he was a dancer. He's an old man, 75, and then Rath Yatra was going on for so many years. He was 75 in the first Rath Yatra, roughly. Roughly 75 or so. Or maybe because Lord Chaitanya was traveling for 6 years, so it's 24 and 6 and 75. So by the time the Rath Yatra Leelas were started with the dancing, which went on for like 12 years, until the later Gambira Leelas of the Lord, maybe it was somewhat reduced. So the first Rath Yatra where he was the official dancer, and Vaitacharya is about 81. Because it's 6 years after Sannyasi's traveling South India. Then he settled up in Puri. You know the situation by then. So then every year he was coming. Every year Vaitacharya was coming to Jagannath Puri for 4 months of the rainy season to be with Mahaprabhu and dance in Rath Yatra and Chandan Yatra and Jula and all these things in Jagannath Temple. So then 81 was the first Rath Yatra, and that went on for 10 years or so. So in some Rath Yatras he was 91 years old and he's dancing. Odi bol. He was the official dancer. So how ecstatic he must have danced. How beautifully he must have danced. So now this is his debut. Oh, Nada, dance in my kirtan. So this dance in my kirtan, does that mean my kirtan right now? Or does this mean my kirtan every day and forever? It means every kirtan. Dance my kirtan, because my kirtan is not just now. My kirtan is going to be every day, you see now. Because I'm beginning my sankirtan movement. Pram Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana Ki. Oh, Nada, dance in my kirtan. Today I'm giving you this job. This is going to be your job. Dance in my kirtan. Yes, Mahaprabhu. Yes, Gauranga Sundara. Yes, Gauranga Rai. I, Nada, you're Nada. I'm your Nada. And I will dance in your kirtan. Without fail. You watch me. Don't care. It doesn't matter what my age is. Because you give me the order, Prabhu Ragya. And there's no physical consideration. If the order comes from Prabhu, then it can be done. Because within the order of the Prabhu is the ability to do it. Within the order of the Prabhu is the ability to do it. Prabhu Dattadesh. Prabhu Dattadesh means the field given by Guru. Prabhu. And the Supreme Prabhu is Mahaprabhu. God is Mahaprabhu and Guru is the Prabhu. He's my master. Lord and master, birth of the Prabhu. So the Guru gives order. So in that order, all the ability to do it. No one, Advaita didn't say, well, you gave me an order, Prabhu Agya. The verse says, Agya Prabhu Vishwambhara. Oh, Vishwambhara, you gave me this order, but no, I have a little arthritis, I have a little rheumatism. I mean, after all, give me a break. I mean, you're a kid, you're 24. Or no, what now? At this day, you gave me this order. You're 20. At this day, now you're starting your Sankirtan movement in Navadvip, Mayapur. You're 20, but have pity on me. have a little mercy on me. Old men don't dance. Old men just sleep. And I'm 60 years. I'm 55 years older. I'm 75 years old. And my bones are creaking, and I've got arthritis. And I can't jump around like a young sprout. Can't you pick one of these other younger guys to dance? You know, there's Jagannatha Pandit or somebody else. Why are you picking on me? There's so many young sprouts here. No, oh, okay, it's Prabhu Agya. It's your order? Okay. I'll dance. And I'll just keep dancing until you tell me to stop dancing. And somehow or other, somehow or other, I don't know how, but by your mercy and by my surrendering to your order and accepting your order, it will be done. Thy will shall be done. On earth as is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father who art in heaven. Christians say it like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy shall be done. On earth as is in heaven, and all that stuff. Thy will shall be done. Thy will shall be done on earth as is in heaven. Amen. Good night. Om. Yes. Om Tat Sat. Thanks a lot. You get Mahavrasam. Om Tat Sat. Thanks a lot. Sat and lot. Oh, Mahavrasada. Om Tat Sat. Oh, God. Thanks a lot. Jagannath Mahavrasada ki. Jaga gaga. Uti la kirtandwani yati manohar. We read that verse. As the most enchanting sound of kirtan. So I was explaining, how is it ati manohar? Because when Krishna plays his flute, it steals the minds of the gopis and it changes the mentalities of the birds and the animals and everything goes crazy with his flute. So his kirtan dwani, the sound of Mahaprabhu's kirtan, is ati manohar. Excessively. Ati means excessively. Tremendously. In great excess, manohar. It steals the mind, enraptures the mind, captivates, steals, takes away the mind. Can you imagine hearing the kirtan of Gauranga, which I mentioned is the combination of Radharani's voice, her Mahabhava is mixed in her voice, and Krishna's voice, which is all his flute sound. So sweet, so melodious, so many ragas, rising and falling sounds, modulating sounds. It would make a thousand cuckoos look like a crow, sound like a crow. It's so beautiful. And with that kirtan, Advaita was dancing before Gaurachandra. Shaneva vishalanache shaneva madura shaneva dashani trina dareye prachur. One moment, Advaita madly danced. And another moment, he danced sweetly. One moment, he held many straws between his teeth. So it sounds like sometimes in the ISKCON in our kirtans, there's sometimes mad dancing. Sometimes we do the Swami step, very sweet, right leg over left leg, then hands raised. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And everyone goes jumping all around, all over the place, you know, and spinning and spinning. And we had this one devotee in Berkeley, his name was Gohita. Swaksha and Gohita, two brothers. So when the kirtan would get rolling, he was like an acrobat or something like that. He would start rolling, and because he knew how to do it without, even on a wooden floor, or marble floor, whatever. He would everyone's dancing like this, and then they would clear, and he would go about 20 feet away, he'd run, and go, you know, in the middle, everyone's like have a circle, then we'd da da da, and then we'd make a little split in the middle. He would run, and go, honey ball, and like, go like this, and go, and this is like a ball, he'd go, and go like, about 15 feet, you know, along the floor like this. Everyone's going, you go, and then you jump up, Haribo! Like this. You go, yeah, your back's not broken, you're this, that, you know, the other thing. And people, sometimes you do it on the Sunday feast, and the guests are like, God, these Hare Krishnas are wild. They're not really wild. You know, because Hansa did will be leading the kirtan. He was the Acharya Guru over there then, 79, 80 in Berkeley. And this Gohita is unbelievable. I've seen some, you know, spinning and you spin around, but this is like really something else. You know? And not just like you roll, you know, he's just going like this. And he's wearing saffron, this orange streak going across the floor like an orange meteorite or something. It's like a really, and then jump on people like, wow. Then we used to go on Harinam on the streets in the cities and stuff, especially these bros, you know, these literally like to dance and stuff and they like music. They see us getting into it, and they would join us. It was like really wild scene sometimes. So he's dancing madly one moment. This gets more than that. Shani gure utte shani parigari jai shani ghana swasha chari shani murcha pai. One moment it waits a world around. One moment he stood up. Wow, it sounds like the same thing. Another moment he rolled on the ground. Well, there you go. It all has its basis in the Shastra. One moment, Advaita sighed deeply, oh, Gauranga. Another moment, he fell unconscious. So this is what happens. This is what would happen if you ever had the fortune of hearing Gauranga's kirtan. Mahaprabhu kirtan. If we would hear Mahaprabhu's kirtan, Mahaprabhu's singing the holy name, then we would go mad.
We wouldn't be here.
We would be there. Be there with him. But we'd be dancing madly, then just grabbing some straws off the street and in the floor and sticking them in our mouth in great expression of humility, then whirling around like a whirling dervish. Yeah. These Muslim religious fanatics or whatever they are. What are they called? Sufis. These Sufis, Sufi mystic types. They're not fanatics, they're like a mystic type. They're deep into it. And the whirling dervishes. So he's whirling around and then he stands up and he rolls on the ground. Oh, Mahaprabhu. Oh, and you fall unconscious. Jai Kirtana Jagana. Sunaye say hi, eka bhave stire nahi, anande nachai. According to the mood of the kirtan, he happily danced in various ways. Avisheshi asi sabe, rahidasya bhave. Bhujanana jaya se achintya prabhave. In the end, Advaita remained in the mood of a servant. Dasya bhav. No one could understand his inconceivable glories. Bhujana najai, bhujana. They couldn't understand his inconceivable prabhav. It's saying glories. Prabhav has many meanings. General meaning is influence. What influence he was having. But as per usual, all the beloved associates of the Lord, irregardless of their staibhav or their ras, their predominant mood is dasyabhav. And the gopis were so intimate and confidential with Krishna, but their mood is dasibhav. Dasibhav. They're in such a mood. Everyone's in the mood of a servant. Das, 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 anodas. Gopi bar tu padakamalayor, das, das, anodas. So the gopis are also in that mood of to Gopinath. And as far as the gopis' relationship with Gopinath is dasi, dasi, anodasi. I'm a servant of the servant of the female servants of Krishna. Radharani is serving Krishna. And Lalita says, I'm serving Radharani. And Rupa Manjari says, I'm serving Lalita. And Rati Manjari says, I'm serving Rupa Manjari. And the other Sakhi says, I'm serving my Manjari and my Manjari. And my Guru says, he's serving his Manjari, Naina Mani. Naina Mani is serving her Manjari, Kamala Manjari. And Kamala Manjari is serving her Manjari, is Vipin Bihari. And Manjari Sarup is Vilas Manjari. And then we're serving our Guru in his Manjari form. And then the followers are serving our Guru, or the Guru and the Manjari. It's like this. Dasi bhav, dasi bhav. Dahiya, dahiya, jaya. Takurera pash. Nityananda dekiya. Prukuti karihas. When Advaita rushed up to Lord Gauranga and saw Nityananda, he smiled while raising his eyebrows. Brukuti. It's interesting because the English word is brow.
Brow.
Eyebrow. Brukuti. Karihase. Nityananda Dekia. So, of course, it's interesting to note. Remember, we're sitting there also. We're in Mayapur. We're in the house. And many devotees gathered there. Nityananda's been there the whole time. Nityananda's been there the whole time. Chandrasekhar, Nandanacharya, Shivas Thakur, and so many devotees are there. Haridas, many devotees have gathered there. They're all there. Advaita's been invited. He's come. And he's worshipping the Lord. And now, after all this exchange, he's so much absorbed in worshipping the Lord with his wife, Sita Devi, and chanting all these beautiful stutis and stotras and prayers to glorify the Lord and to reveal the transcendental position, identity of Lord as Swayam Bhagavan and the star of Avatari. And then the Lord said, now, dance for me, for my pleasure, dance for me, and I'll do kirtan. So this beautiful kirtan is going on, and Vaitacharya is exhibiting so many ecstasies in the presence of Gauranga, the Mahaprabhu. And there's no mention of any interaction with Nityananda, who's the third Prabhu. There's three teen Prabhu. Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Vaita Prabhu. These three Prabhus. And so now he's seeing, oh, Nityananda's here. He's been lost in his own bhav with Gauranga. Nityananda Dekhiya, Brukuti, Karihas. It's like some man, he sees some girl, and if he's interested in her, he smiles and raises his eyebrow. And then she goes, you know, she's not interested. She raises her hand, not her eyebrow. Or raises her hand and shows some mudra or something like that. You know. So this is a way of showing love and showing recognition, showing acceptance. When Advaita rushed up to the Lord, he saw Nityananda. He's rushing up to Gauranga, and somehow Nityananda was right there, and he finally noticed him. It's everything. It's only vision. It's only perception. Within his vision was only Chaitanya. Oh, Nityananda, you're here. Hasibali bhala hoila haila nitai ektadina tomara nagali nahi pai. And Advaita smiled and said, oh, Nitai, it is good that you have come. For so long I could not see you. Can you imagine this whole puja is going on, this whole kirtan, Ati Manohar, his mind is being stolen. He's totally absorbed. It's just like sometimes you see some guy is really into his girlfriend. And he's walking down the street, he has his arm around her, smooching and kissing, and that, I don't know so much in India, but in America you see this. He's walking down a public sidewalk, and they don't even care. There's like 5-10 million people all around looking at him, these guys are disgusting, you know. Don't they care about anybody? And they say, these beep, 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 you know. They're just lost, like call lovebirds. We use this phrase, lovebirds, like two, you see these two mourning doves or pigeons, they just, you know, they don't pay any attention to anything. So it's in a similar way, in transcendental love, this loving relationship between Advaita and Gauranga, he didn't even know, Nitya, you're here too? Oh, you came, how long you been here? Yeah, look, man, I saw your puja, I saw the whole thing, you don't even notice me, you don't even say hello, what is this? He says, you've come. For so long I couldn't see you. Why couldn't he see him for so long?
The first time that we meet.
Yeah, because he's been on pilgrimage for 20 years, for one thing, or 12, or what it was, 12 or 20? How long had he? I think it was 20, at least 20 years, or something like 20 years he was on pilgrimage. And so he never met him, it was the first meeting, so for so long. Jaibe kotayaji rakimu bhandiya shani bale prabhu shani bale matagriya. Today I will bind you. Advaita says, Nitai, today I will tie you up. I will bind you. Raki, you heard this Raki? You do this Raki? You tie your brother or sister or something? Raki bandiya. Raki kotaya. Kotayaji. Kotayaji, where will you go now? Now, Aji, where will you go now? I'm going to tie you up. Nitai? Sometimes Advaita addressed him as Prabhu. Shani Bhali Prabhu. And sometimes he called him a drunkard. Hey, you drunk. Hey, oh, Prabhu. Oh, you're my master. Are you drunk? You scoundrel. You drunk. You matali. Matali means, you know, unmat. Unmat means mad. Matiliya. Matiliya, unmat. Madness, transcendental madness. Sometimes he said, you drunk? You madman? You intoxicated man? Hey, get out from here. No, they said, oh, Prabhu. Oh, Prabhu. Don't know about Prabhu. So this is, you see right from the beginning, and in so many other conversations that Nittai had with Advaita, they were always in an inconceivable mood of humor and towards each other. Advaita charitre hase nityanandarai ekamurti dui bhaga krishnara lilai. Nityanandarai smiled at the behavior of Advaita. Because it's, in love there's no rules. In love there are no rules. So you can call me anything. You can do anything to me, you can call me anything, but I always love you. So Nityananda says, yeah, okay. Call me a drunk, fine. Call me Prabhu, call me a drunk, okay, wait, whatever you like. They are actually one, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, but for the sake of Krishna's pastimes, they have become two. Ekamurti, Dui Bhaga, Krishna Lila. Eko Bahu Sham. Actually, everything is all just Krishna. The one becomes many for Lila, for Vilas. Krishna expands himself into different forms for Vilas, Prem Vilas. And then when that Prem Vilas reaches its highest state of intimacy with his most confidential expansion, Srimati Radharani, that Prem Vilas becomes Prem Vilas Vivarta.
Yeah.
Harivo. So we just said that for the sake of pastimes, Advaita Acharya and Nityananda are actually one. That's verse 149. But for the sake of Krishna's pastimes, they have become two. Now text 150. Purve bali jache Nityananda nana rupe chaitanya raseva kare yashe shakotuke. Vrindavan Das Thakur said, I have already described how Nityananda joyfully serves Lord Chaitanya in various forms. This is Nityananda. These are all expansions of Balarama Nityananda. In some forms, Nityananda advises the Lord. In some forms, he meditates on the Lord. In some forms, he becomes the Lord's umbrella or bed. These are expansions of Ananta Shesh. In some forms, he sings the glories of the Lord. Nityananda Advaite Abheda Karejan Eyavatarejane Jata Bhagyavan. All the most fortunate souls know very well that there is no difference between Nityananda and Advaita. Jay Kichu Kalahalila Dekaha Donhar Se Saba Achintya Ranga Ishvara Vyabhara. All of the pastimes of Advaita Charya and Nityananda, their pastimes of quarreling together that you see are the inconceivable sporting of the Lord. Kalaha. Kalaha. Kalaha means quarreling, fighting. There's actually in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it explains how Shakshi Gopal deity and Lord Jagannath had what is called Prema Kalaha, a love quarrel. And this is also described in the pastime of Jagannanda Pandit and Gauranga Mahaprabhu regarding to the fragrant sandalwood oil and Jagannanda had procured for the service of Lord Chaitanya to cool his head to alleviate his vata disturbance, so-called vata disturbance, which was seemingly the cause of his erratic, ecstatic behavior and exhibitions. And then of course Lord Chaitanya said, you take this oil and give it to Jagannath, he can burn in his lamps or use it for his snan puja. And then Jagannanda got angry and threw the oil pot on the ground, the kumbha, and broke it and stormed off in anger. That's called Prema Kalaha, lover's quarrel between Satyabhama and Krishna. Jagannanda is Satyabhama. Bhamya Prakar, left winger, hot-tempered, hot-headed. So, this is called... This quarreling is called Kalaha. It's also Prem Kalaha. It's Prem Kalaha Leela between Advaita and Nityananda. So this is Achintya Ranga Ishvara Vyabhara. This is the Achintya Ranga. This is very inconceivable Ranga playing. So Saraswati Thakur gives a purport. Although some people discriminate between Sri Nityananda and Sri Advaita, after hearing their exchanges, it is not their business to imagine in this way regarding the nature of inconceivable subject matters. The wonderful variegated pastimes of the Lord are incomprehensible to all. They are situated in the kingdom beyond material thought. That's quite a nice phrase. The inconceivable spiritual pastimes of the Lord and His associates are situated in the kingdom beyond material thought. In other words, they're unfathomable. We simply read and appreciate, and as we advance, we can relish the different rasas that are being exchanged when we attain the level of bhava.